If I were to say that diets suck and they don't work, I truly believe that 99.9% of you will agree with me. They do suck. But why? It's because when you go on a diet, you feel like you need to eat a lot of rabbit food or salad, like they call salad rabbit food, right? Well, rabbit food sucks, and then you're not full and you're hungry, and then you hate this. And then the first obstacle that comes your way, you quit. And it's just easier to go back to eating what you normally eat. That pretty much sums it up. But have you ever wondered why they do suck and why they don't work? And have you ever asked yourself, okay, so if they do suck and they don't work, then why do I keep going back to these same diets over and over and over again? On today's episode, we are going to answer the question, what are the five reasons why this game is rigged against us? Why diets actually suck? Why they don't work? And what can you do instead to actually see results? Welcome to Your Comeback Story, the podcast for successful women to create their comeback story for their health, lives, and careers. Picture an 80s movie style montage where we optimize your mindset and mental resilience. I'm Holly Bertone, your host and comeback coach. Let's play and have fun. Diets suck and they don't work. The end. Okay, that was a quick episode. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I know that you know that they suck. I know that you know that they don't work. But let's actually figure out why. And I'm going to share five reasons that you may or may not have thought about before. And I think number four is going to surprise you. So let's start with the basics. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar. There's an upcoming event. You've got a class reunion and you want to show, hey, I've still got it. There's a summer vacation. You want to look kind of cute in your tankini. Or maybe there's a party and you get to wear that fancy dress, but oh, it's the one that shows your upper arms. And then it's something that's got you thinking, I really want to lose the weight. Or maybe it's something that recently happened. Maybe it's a diagnosis of something, or the doctor says you need to lose weight, or it's the loss of a loved one, or a divorce. And something that's got you thinking, I need to lose this weight. These events, they bring up some emotions inside of us. I have to lose the weight. I need to lose the weight, and I have to do it now. So you go right back to what you've been taught. You go and do the thing. Cutting calories, calorie in, calorie out, eating low-fat food, jumping into your favorite plan or protocol. Okay, what does this look like? I need to eat a lot of salad, aka rabbit food. Rabbit food sucks. I'm not full. I'm hangry. I hate this. And then the first obstacle that comes your way, you just quit because it's easier to go back to eating what you normally eat. It's actually called the stages of change. It's a natural cycle that we go through when it comes to dieting or pretty much anything that we try that's new that we want to accomplish. I want to let you in on a secret. The game is rigged against you. There is a billion gazillion, kachillion dollar weight loss, health, wellness industry. They are banking on the fact that you will fail. Your failure is how they make money because you keep coming back and doing the same thing over and over and over again. They bank the barn on this. Diets suck and they don't work. And I completely agree with you. But what if, play with me here, what if there was a different way? Now, I talk about the core premise of this in Your Comeback Experience, and it's the five episodes that comprise the Rocky-inspired framework. So you can go back on the podcast here and listen to the episodes, or if you want the entire package, you get the episodes plus a bonus episode and a PDF companion in a private podcast feed that you can listen to on the go. Go to podcastholly.com. That's podcastholly.com. You can get the entire package totally free. All right, so let's break down the five reasons why diets suck and they don't work. Number one, it's not an individualized approach. The basis is that these quote-unquote diet plans, they all start from the assumption that you're the same as everyone else. Okay, fun fact, you're different than everyone else. We're all special snowflakes. Okay, exhibit A. When I was going through my own health struggles, I was the girl. I was the A++++++++ student. And I tried everything. But here's the thing. If it worked for 90% of the people, it didn't work for me. So it was frustrating looking around, everyone else getting results. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's wrong with me? And then what made it worse, I tried keto, which made me very, very sick. There's many people who get great results from keto. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it made me sick, and it may or may not work for you. It's a great example of this whole concept. And at some point, during my frustration of all these ups and downs of putting my hope into one thing after another, I realized I have two options. I can either continue down the path of trying all this crazy stuff and just assuming because it works for someone else, it's going to work for me. But again, I was like the 10% girl. It's going to work for everyone else, but it's not going to work for me. Or I could try to figure out what actually does work for me, how to do this on my own. Well, that's what I did. But that journey took me 10 years to figure out. And that's why my back to you method helps you to collapse time. I can help you figure out the right path for you in 3 months. Because once you get it, you have it nailed down for the rest of your life. And then it's just lather, rinse, repeat at this point. And it becomes an easy and natural part of who you are. Creating an individualized wellness plan is step number one to counter the diets suck culture. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're starving yourself and you're eating food that you hate. Or potentially the food's not filling you up. And again, you're like, this sucks. I can't do this. Well, there's two important things to remember here. Number one, you can't out-diet an unhealthy lifestyle. Now, I'm not going to touch on this one today because next week's episode is all about debunking the myth of moderation. So we're going to do a deep dive into this topic. So if this is something you want to listen to, be sure to come back for next week's episode. All right. But number two, if it sucks and you hate it, it is not going to be sustainable. There is not enough willpower on this planet for you to continue to do something that you hate as a part of a healthy lifestyle. When I work with my students, my clients, my goal is to have them create activities, whether it's food or exercise or anything else. And these activities, they are light, they're easy, they're fun. And creating activities that are light and easy and fun, step number two, to counter the diet suck culture, because you are more apt to turn them into a habit. And when they become a habit, they become a part of you and it's much easier to be sustainable. All right, number three, you're operating out of scarcity. The second you commit to going on a diet, you're telling your brain that you are now in scarcity mode and your brain wants to protect you from that. You're operating from a place of, I don't have enough, which your brain is going to quickly translate to, I am not enough. All right, think about it. Let's say you've got some credit card debt, or remember a time that you did. Do you think about how much money is in your bank account, or are you more focused on how much money you owe? Or have you ever tried to tell a toddler that they can't have a certain toy? They can be in a room with like 50 toys that are really super cool that they love to play with. But the second you tell them that they can't have this one particular toy, where does all of their attention and focus go? Right? 3, 2, 1, cue the epic meltdown because they can't have that one specific toy. Or remember back in the days of dating, you know how there was always that one guy you had a crush on, but he didn't have any interest in you, Who is the guy who is on the top of your list who you obsessed over? Are we good with these examples or should I go on? I mean, I think hopefully we're pretty good with this one because it's pretty simple. This is how our primitive brain works. Operating out of abundance instead of scarcity is step number three to counter the whole diets suck culture because you're focusing on what you can have versus what you can't. Number four, you're chasing external validation instead of internal validation. And I like to call this the circle of needs. If you're currently listening to this episode at a faster speed, I encourage you to slow it down to normal speed of 1.0 for the next couple of minutes so that you can really listen to this concept and actually hear what I'm about to say, because it's that important. A lot of women find themselves in the circle of needs without even knowing it. This is how society's programmed us from the very beginning. So if this does sound like you, I want you to know it's totally natural and it's not your fault. So what happens is that many women are constantly seeking external validation. They want to know that they're smart or pretty or successful or a good leader or a good wife or a good mother or a good daughter. Meaning they are looking to others to tell them that they're valued and respected, rather than creating that validation from within. And then they believe that giving external validation is how you get internally validated. And because this belief system is so ingrained, their actions are now to give others external validation by giving so much of themselves, by being a people pleaser, to the point of giving their power away. And the reason they do this is because they're seeking others to give it back to them. So they keep giving, but they're not receiving. And the reason they keep giving is because they think that this is how they're going to receive the validation. But they never do. This is a circle of needs. It's like we want the thing, so we give the thing, hoping we're going to get the thing. But we never do. How do we cope with this gap of not getting our needs met? Food becomes the surrogate. So they keep giving without receiving. Food fills the void of receiving. Food becomes the surrogate for that external validation. I could talk for hours on this one. I believe it needs its own very special episode here soon. Hit me up on Instagram at holly.bertone. Let me know if this is a topic that you want more of. But for now, I just want you to pause and take that in. What's coming up for you right now? Learning to find internal validation is step four, encountering the diets suck culture. All right, we've got one more, but let's do a quick recap. Number one, it's not an individualized approach. Number two, you're starving yourself and you're eating food that you hate. Number three, you're operating out of scarcity. Number four, you're chasing external validation. And then number five, you're not a person who thinks, acts, or believes that you're at your ideal weight. There's an old saying that goes, if you want what they have, do what they do. And I'd also add to that, think what they think. Well, let's say there's someone in your life who has a quote unquote ideal weight of who you want to be like. And you think about that phrase, if you want what they have, do what they do. Well, I fully and truly believe this, but let me poke a hole because I love to be the diplomat. I love to see both sides of every argument. So let's just poke a hole in this one for a second. Are they thin or at an ideal weight because they have healthy habits? Or are they thin because they obsess over food? Are they thin because they have an eating disorder? Are they thin because they're limiting calorie intake? Are they thin that's not sustainable? Are they thin because they work out a lot? Are they thin but somehow manage to eat a lot of sugar and processed foods? All right, do you see where I'm going here? Is it about being thin or losing weight? Or is it about having a healthy lifestyle that's sustainable? And if you're listening to this podcast, you can hear my words. Obviously, you're more interested in creating a healthy lifestyle that's more sustainable. You're interested in balancing those 7 core life needs that we focus on in the Back to You method. And not just focusing on that number between your 2 big toes. You know that number I'm talking about. You jump on the scale, that number between your 2 big toes. You can technically look at someone and see some of the things that they do from the kind of external perspective, but you don't know their true lifestyle and you don't know what goes on behind the scenes and you don't know what's in their head. Exhibit A, I'll give you another example. Me in my 30s, I weighed 110 pounds. I had a 6-pack of abs. I was a competitive athlete. I was a mountain bike racer. I was an Xterra triathlete. I was the only civilian on Quantico's Marine Corps mountain bike team. Any normal human being would look at me at that age and believe I was the epitome of health because that's what you see on the outside. But what they didn't see was all of the other stuff behind the scenes that may be a very unhealthy person, including eating the standard American diet, lots of sugar, lots of junk food, lots of Coca-Cola, French fries, chicken tenders, pizza, bagel, cereal. Losing weight or being thin might be great, but it also might have a cost. Is it better to lose weight and be thinner or to create a healthy, sustainable lifestyle, healthy, sustainable habits that are going to last your entire life? And in order to do so, you can't think the same way that you've always thought because you're going to get the same results. If you continue to only focus on diets and the scale and losing weight, you're missing the bigger picture and you're never going to become the person who can sustain optimal health and vitality. And that's the final step. Step number 5 is to become that person who has those thoughts, beliefs, actions, habits, behaviors of having a sustainable health and vitality as a part of their lifestyle. Diets suck. They don't work and they're not sustainable. Next week, be sure to tune in because you're going to learn why the phrase everything in moderation is the biggest lie ever. Thanks for tuning in to Your Comeback Story podcast, and I'll see you next week.
We have some real talk here for a minute, just between us girls. Can we have a conversation about what the end of the day looks like? I'm talking about that moment when you've crossed off all the things on your list. Okay, they're not all completed, but you're done for the day. And when I say done for the day, I mean you are done. And you sit on the couch to actually relax for a few minutes before bedtime. You know that moment of pure bliss when your bum hits the couch cushion and then you sit back in this heap of exhaustion. You pull the blanket over your legs, literally breathe for the first time all day. And it's not even 1 minute later. And it's your spouse, hey hun, your kid, mom. Or you pick up the phone to scroll on social media and then your boss sends you an email you need to respond to. Or you see something that like, oh, shoot, I forgot to do something that can't wait for tomorrow. And then the dog's doing the potty dance because spouse or kid never took them for a walk, even though you asked them to. And it's that moment that you feel this resentment fill your body. And then you probably feel guilt on top of it because this is the life that you've always dreamed of. You've got a great career and a great family. So you might be wondering, why do I feel so drained? Why is my life sucking every ounce of energy out of my body? I'm here to tell you that the world is not going to crumble if you say yes to yourself, but you will eventually crumble if you don't. You deserve to take care of yourself and your health. And it begins by saying yes to you, which is probably the hardest yes that you're ever going to say. And that's why I created a very special private podcast series. It's called Your comeback experience, and it's specifically for you. The woman who has a track record of success in everything that you do, but you are burned out and something's still missing. And somewhere along the way, your health got pushed to the side. It's a secret podcast, meaning it's not public. You need to have an invitation to access it. And I want to invite you. So to get this free private podcast delivered right to your inbox, click on the link in the show notes or go to podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember, podcastholly.com. The link is also in the show notes.